Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about new start, new you. Now, as you would have heard from the intro and at the time of year that this has actually been put out there, this is a great time of year to have this emphasis on a new start. It is the start of the year. Now, it doesn't matter when you listen to this podcast and it doesn't matter when you actually want to begin the new you. But the start of the year is traditionally a good time to do this because we have that kind of focal point of January the 1st and moving through the months. However, please do not let that affect your decision to try to make positive change in your life. It doesn't matter when you listen to this podcast, it doesn't matter when you want to start, the first day is the first day. Now, the whole new start, new you theory is that you can improve yourself by a little bit every single day of your life. Now, that could be an obvious kind of aspect of your life or something that's a bit more subtle, something that other people might not even notice at first, but you know yourself. So let's think of these different kind of options. You might want to get fitter. You might want to get in better shape. You might want to lose weight. You might want to tone up. You just might want to be healthier in general. Now, this, along with every aspect of self-improvement, is best done with something that's manageable and something you can maintain. Slow and steady wins the race, in my opinion, on this. And it is important to be able to maintain your change rather than just do something suddenly and excessively. And then after a few months or maybe even a few weeks, you have to kind of give up because you can't maintain it. Try to improve yourself in a way that you can maintain. So if it is getting fitter, then maybe just start small. If you do no fitness at all at the moment, maybe just go for a walk once a week, then twice a week, then three times a week, and so on and so on. If you already have a relative level of fitness, why not try to do something new? Join a class, a sports class or a fitness class or something that's got a repetitive nature to it, weekly is ideal, something that you can kind of bond as part of a group and again, something you can maintain. It doesn't matter where your current level of fitness is or your current level of health, you can always improve. You might want to improve your diet. You might want to increase maybe your protein, for instance, in your diet or something along those lines. Anything you do, make sure it's going to be beneficial to yourself. If necessary, check with your doctor or do your own research so that you know it'll be healthy for you. But in general, you know, use the general kind of life rules that everything in moderation is the best way to go. It's generally better than doing anything excessively or suddenly. And just kind of slowly move into a new routine, maybe introducing new foods, maybe cutting some foods out, bringing slowly in a new diet and a new way of living your life healthier. It might be something that you want to cut down on. You might want to cut down on alcohol or other substances. Again, slowly does it. In some instances, when it comes to substances, yes, maybe in these instances, if you can, then just cut them out completely. But again, that can sometimes be hard to maintain, and it is important to slowly bring about a new part of your life. There is a theory that if you can do something for up to 3 months, then it becomes a new part of your routine, a new part of you. So anything you do, you want to be trying to last for 3 months, and then it should become a new part of yourself, into your new routine, and something that doesn't seem foreign to you anymore. It just seems natural, it seems like you. So if it's fitness, food and drink, diet in general, substances you want to cut out, just a general health feeling, this is a great moment to think to yourself, right, what's the plan? What's the first steps? Do you know whether you want to take a few days to kind of plan this out? You know, that's fine, but have a set date and then see improvements over time. Looking at things week by week, showing that you've made a small improvement to yourself and you're growing as a person as the weeks, months and years go by. So that is the health, fitness and diet kind of aspect to this, but there's plenty more. You might want to learn something new. You might want to improve your education, improve your skill set. Why not set yourself a goal to learn something that you've always wanted to? Or maybe you don't even know what you want to learn or become good at or learn a new skill. Why not search online? Why not look to see what college courses are out there for you? You could study at home. You could study in a local training facility, no doubt. There's always the chance. You just want to focus now and say, okay, here's the start point of my new goal setting and go for it. Just do it. You know, there's a few sayings out there where it's just do it. Just do it. There's nothing else to consider. You just need to actually go and do it. So if you want to learn something new, the first aspect will be to plan yourself what type of skills you could do with to possibly get you a better job or a job you're happier with. Or maybe you want to increase your knowledge or whether you want to meet new people. Whatever it is, you can improve yourself by doing research first and then setting a goal to achieve. Now, once your goals have been set and aimed and kind of started, the second aspect will be to actually join a class. So maybe say to yourself, today I'm going to write a list of skills I'd like to improve. Tomorrow I'm going to start sending emails and making telephone calls. And then hopefully by the end of the week, you'll be in a position where you might even be able to sign up for a course, sign up for a class. This could be something you want to do to meet new people. Maybe you work from home. Maybe you've moved city. Maybe you don't have the largest friend network and you want to meet new people. Well, it's a fantastic place to meet new people when you're all learning something new together. So again, learning something new, this can be a big aspect of a new you. So we've improved our diet, we've improved our skill set. What other things could there be? Well, you could be looking at achieving goals, life aims, the bucket list, as people say. Things you've always wanted to do but never did. Maybe you want to visit a new country or maybe something closer to home, a new city, a new town. You know, watching things, seeing things, experiencing things. Everything starts with a single thought process. You need to plan what you want to do. See how much it costs. Do you have the amount of money? Do you need to earn that money first? Do you need to save that money? Everything starts with a thought. And then you can build upon it. Start the process. Everything starts small. The longest walk starts with a single step. Once you know what you need to achieve to get to this goal, if you want to visit something or experience something, you can then work out how long it's going to take to save the money, to plan it, and put everything in motion. This is all about improving yourself slowly over time, gaining new life experiences, being a more complete person, being able to look back at yourself, even a day, and saying, you know what, I've achieved something today. Anything you can do which has a slow progression but can be maintained will make you a more fulfilled, fuller person. So the main things to take away from this podcast are to consider that you can improve yourself every single day, whether that's actively doing something or being in the planning stage before you get to do it. Make sure you don't waste a day of your life. Life is short. None of us know how long we're going to be here for and how long we're going to be able to do things and improve ourselves for. So let's not waste time. Every day should be a day where you do something to make yourself a little bit better. And that can be, as I've just said, the very early stages of just planning. That doesn't mean procrastinating for no reason. That means doing proper planning where maybe you're getting details of how you want to proceed afterwards. Now, let's move on to the smaller aspects, but the things that you'd notice, but maybe other people wouldn't. These could be tiny little things. You might want to learn something that you maybe think you should know, but other people don't. Maybe a bit of DIY, maybe something like you want to learn how to build a shelf, or something that some people would find very simple, but you just don't know. You know, nowadays with the internet, we have so much information with YouTube and websites, and anything can be learned. You want to look back how you was yesterday and think, you know what, today I know something more. I know how to do something more. Even if it's something that you think's really small, something that nobody else will even know, but you didn't know how to do before, but now you do know how to do. You just want to be able to be looking out in the world and saying, today I'm a better person than I was yesterday, and tomorrow I'm going to be even better. This could result in you feeling so fulfilled that you can attack life in a way that, you know, you're kind of saying, right, here I am, I'm doing as best as I can, and now let's see if some good things come to me. And I always believe that if you work hard enough, then you will get the luck. The harder you work, the luckier you become. There's definitely a feeling that if you keep knocking on the door, somebody eventually will answer. And that means that if you're doing the right things, then you will get opportunities that come your way. It just happens. You're kind of being out there and you're saying, right, you know, I'm better than I was yesterday. I'm going to be even better tomorrow. Let's see what I can achieve and what can come to me. And you'll be amazed at the opportunities that seem to arise from that. There could be aspects of your personality you're not happy with. Maybe you think you're too argumentative or too aggressive. Maybe you think you're too meek and mild and you want to be more assertive. Again, all of these things can be improved on slowly, day by day. Learn how to act like the type of person you want to. Watch other people you aspire to. Ask questions. Look online. Speak to people you trust and your peers. And you can become everything you were supposed to be and more, because the following day from when you've reached your goal, you'll have a new goal. It's all about becoming a better person. So let's not waste time. You know, as soon as this podcast ends, as soon as you decide to stop listening, think to yourself, what do you want to improve upon? What do you want to do today that can set you up to be a better person than you was yesterday? You might want to be a better person because you feel maybe you're very jealous and you don't want to be jealous anymore. You might want to be more giving. You might want to be more supportive. Or going back to what we said previously, you might want to become fitter. You might want to learn a new skill, which will get you a better job. You might want to become more worldly. You might want to be able to speak to people confidently about experiences and places that you've seen because you've actually done them and not just read about them. So don't waste time, don't waste life. Every part of your life should be building towards something. If you're not planning it or doing it, then you should be resting to give yourself the feeling that you're ready and ready to go. You know, rest can be just as important, but don't rest too much. You should be resting when you need to rest. If you want to have a nap, have a nap. If you want to have a lie in, lie in. But make sure it's so that you've got the energy and the desire to go and do something next. Everything should be for the greater good. I want to kind of add energy to you as you listen to this podcast. And hopefully this can give you some type of fulfillment that, you know, you can achieve anything you want to. You can be as good as you want to be. Everything has a set pattern, whether, you know, it's the biggest goal or the smallest goal. Everything's got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps of how to achieve it, or how to achieve it to the best of your ability. And that's all you can ask. If you do your best, there is nothing else anybody can ask of you. But unless you feel you have done your best, then you're not going to feel fulfilled. So, Happy New Year, or whenever you are actually listening to this podcast. And please become a better version of yourself tomorrow than you are right now listening to this. Don't waste time. As soon as you press stop on this podcast, think to yourself, what do I want to be better at tomorrow than I am today? And decide how you're going to reach that goal. The smallest step, whether it's research online, asking a question, or just because you know how to improve, you know you just need to start walking more. So go out and have a walk. You can do this. Believe in yourself. New start, new you.